This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Secretary APPSC Parul Gaur Mittal today in a press briefing informed that the Commission has uploaded the calendar of the upcoming examinations from various departments and detailed guidelines for the candidates. She urged the candidates to check on the Commission's website regularly and prepare accordingly for the exams. Further, she said that the newly reconstituted APPSC has adopted changes for transparency and fairness to conduct the interviews and examinations while selecting the candidates on merit basis. For this, the subject experts from various premier institutes of the country will be part of the interview session and only educational qualification records of the candidates will be provided, excluding their personal information. Also, the result will be declared and updated in the website on the same day. Furthermore, the Commission will advertise the vacant posts of the various departments according to the requisitions of the concerned departments following the Commission's new regulations. The Met Centre, Itanagar, has forecasted that Longling, East Kaming and West Kaming districts are in orange alert zone in the state. Meanwhile, except for East Siang, Dibang Valley, Lower Dibang Valley and Anjao, rest of the districts are in yellow alert zone. Both orange and yellow alert zone identified districts will receive thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rain, very likely at isolated places today. Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya and Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today released a set of four commemorative postage stamps to celebrate the 33rd Olympics Games currently going on in Paris. This event was held in New Delhi today. While addressing the event, Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said these stamps reflect India's commitment towards sports. The abrogation of Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir has touched its fifth anniversary today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government will keep working for the people of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and fulfill their aspirations in the coming times. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu also in his social media post said that the long-awaited peace has been established and Jammu and Kashmir is on the path of development and growth through the support of its resilient citizens. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has resigned as Prime Minister today and left the country. Further, Army Chief General Waqar Uz Zaman has announced that an interim government will be formed to run the country. Meanwhile, India's External Affairs Ministry has strongly advised Indian nationals against travelling to Bangladesh till further notice in view of ongoing developments in the neighbouring country. The National Commission for Women has inaugurated the Digital Shakti Centre to combat cyber crimes against women in New Delhi today. The centre is a dedicated facility that aims at raising awareness about cyber crimes. Deputy Commissioner Capital Itanagar Talapotham yesterday issued an order that prohibits the public, especially shops, restaurants, hotels and rent house owners from haphazard garbage dumping in colonies and sector roads other than the garbage pickup vehicles. Further, Potham also directed Itanagar Municipal Corporation and District Information and Public Relations to disseminate the same through public announcements for its strict implementation across the Twin Capital. East Siang DC Tai Tagu yesterday visited Pasighat and Ruksin subdivision sites for spot verification and assessment of the various ongoing developmental projects executed by Urban Development and Housing Department. The Deputy Commissioner directed the executive agency to ensure that quality work is being executed as per specification. He also instructed the site engineers to monitor and complete all projects on time. The World Breastfeeding Day is being observed across the world from 1st to 7th of this month. Breastfeeding is one of the most effective ways to ensure a child's health and survival. The theme of this year is Closing the Gap, Breastfeeding Support for All. Meanwhile, the World Breastfeeding Week was launched at District Hospital Doimukh on 1st of this month to promote breastfeeding and enhance the health of babies in the region. The initiative seeks to encourage and support mothers in providing the best nutrition to their infants, ensuring their healthy development. Chintan Shivir Kam Education Conclave 2024 Shikshit Arunachal Viksit Arunachal will begin from 8th to 10th of this month at DK State Convention Centre in Itanagar. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.